Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, March 19th. Today marks the start of the two-day FOMC meeting with the latest announcement on monetary policy due out tomorrow. As investors await the latest from the Fed, markets started the week on a high note. The Dow advanced 75 points, or just less than a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 gained 0.63%, and the NASDAQ ended in the green 0.82%. Bill, let's get into Tuesday with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, yes, good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. The S&Ps are negative. We're down 0.43%. They were flat, and they've since, you know, pushed even lower. We got that Fed meeting, that FOMC announcement tomorrow morning, and that's going to be a big focal point of the markets. Overnight, the Bank of Japan lifted its interest rates. They gave, you know, rather dovish guidance. I'll point out that, you know, this is like the first time they've had positive interest rates in like 8 years. So it's kind of a big deal. But this is what the market was expecting. I noticed that two of the governors did dissent, but they did, you know, lift interest rates and gave dovish guidance. So, you know, Tokyo did, reacted positively on that news. Another thing in this market this morning is that NVIDIA conference that I've been talking about the last few days. That NVIDIA conference, the keynote speech started at 4 yesterday. It was supposed to start at 3. It started off at 4. They introduced that new Grace Blackwell chip system, you know, and everybody's, you know, jumping on board for that. This is a big step forward, just expanding their dominant lead. Now, you know, you look at NVIDIA, it's trading lower this morning, but that's the sort of thing where you're selling the news. Everybody was buying into it because yesterday the stock was up, you know, $30, to like 920, but it just couldn't hold that level. But, the markets are cautious. We're seeing some, you know, weakness this morning, which, you know, is not unusual ahead of a Fed meeting. But we'll have to wait and see, if it gets worse this morning. But, we are showing a little bit of red this morning. In terms of like overseas action, you know, let's start off with Europe, the DAX. The DAX was up higher and then it turned negative and now it's up again. It's up 0.06% or 10 points. You're looking at the FTSE, it's been lower all day. It's down 0.22%. The CAC is trading higher by 0.25%. So overall, you can say that the European markets are flat to higher. You're looking at Asia last night, the Nikkei jumped 263 points or 0.66% on that news about the BOJ lifting interest rates and their dovish guidance. Hong Kong dropped 207 points or 1.24%. Shanghai and China dropped 22 points or 0.72%. The economic data out of China has been getting better. Remember, they release their GDP data next month. They still have a cold going on because of the property sector issues that they're experiencing. And I do believe that, they will get this out of, under control. But right now we're still, I still see some, you know, weakness in China due to the property sector. But we'll have to wait and see if that continues. In terms of oil is, you know, flat to lower this morning. You got WTI at $82.66 a barrel. You get Brent at $86.81 a barrel. It's all about production right now. I mean, you know, there's multiple production issues going on. You know, those Russian refineries were been hit by, you know, Ukrainian drones, and that's really dropping their production levels. Then you have Iraq and Saudi Arabia that are lowering their production levels. You know, so then it's about demand. And with the Fed likely to keep interest rates high, that's not good for oil prices. You're not going to see oil prices weaken, you know, tomorrow when the Fed announces that interest rates are standing pat, which is expected because that means the dollar is remaining high. But that's what I have for you in terms of a morning markets update report, Emily.
Bill, there's, you know, plenty to be watching this morning along with that Fed meeting. You know, the announcement isn't due out tomorrow, so we're going to be gathering other details on the day. As you mentioned, there's a little bit of caution in the air, but we will still be looking for opportunities by diving into things like earnings action, other economic events, and of course, other market moving headlines. We're going to start with earnings action. Bill, what is going on there?
Yeah, not a whole lot to talk about here, but we did have Joy Global, ticker YY, yellow, yellow. They beat by 34 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it is trading up. It's trading higher by 0.03%, so it's essentially flat. We're talking 10 cents, ticker TME, Tom Michael Edward. They met expectations, but they did do it on higher revenue. Stocks up 0.67% this morning. Okay. Upcoming this afternoon, we got Health Equity, HQY, Henry Quinton Yellow. Their EPS is 55 cents. Expected move is 9.76%. Then tomorrow morning, we get Signet Jewelers, ticker SIG, Sam India Grace. Their EPS is $6.27. Expected move is 10.62%. Then you have PDD Holdings, Paul David David. Their EPS is $1.62. Expected move here is 13.43% when they release earnings tomorrow morning, Emily.
And now we're going to move on to the day's economic events. Really, again, everybody's looking ahead to tomorrow. But in the meantime, Bill, what is going on in terms of economic events today?
Hey, calendar's kind of light today. We have at 8:30, we have housing starts and building permits coming out. But obviously, the key is tomorrow's announcement on interest rates. And, people are going to be looking for two things, the possible timing of the rate cuts, and they're going to look at or the number of rate cuts that are expected to occur in 2024. The numbers of rate cuts is really going to be, shown in the dot plot, because I do expect that to change. They could now be talking about two cuts this year rather than three cuts in terms of, timing of it. I just remember Raphael Bostic, Fed Bank governor from Fed Bank president from Atlanta, saying that he expects it to happen, second half of this year, which means July. I think more people on the Fed are on board with that. And, you look at, the aspect of a June rate cut, and that number keeps dropping. I mean, it's now priced at 55.3%, which is down from 75.9% just a month ago. So yeah, but that's the key one. I mean, housing starts and building permits today, and everybody's watching on that FOMC announcement tomorrow, Emily.
And now we're going to move on to the day's other market moving news. Things like merger news, guidance news, shareholders meetings, buyback news, other catalysts. Bill, you follow all of this information along with the earnings action and economic events using your newswire, breaking it down into alerts. You also group your stocks together, like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks. This way you can really sift through a lot of information very quickly. So Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm looking at my Dow stocks, doing a quick data check. I'm showing, 10 higher, 15 lower, the rest really unchanged. So it's kind of a mixed bag this morning. But I look at my FANG stocks, they're all looking for a negative opening. They're all weakening this morning, which is not a good sign for the S&Ps. The autos are weak. Banks are mixed. Drug stocks, I mean, they are cautious. I'm very cautious on those drug stocks, but there is some positive news going on in that sector. We're talking about some of the news that's causing the stocks to move, like Apple. They're going to be launching two new fourth generation AirPod models in the fall, apparently. Amazon's going to be offering NVIDIA's Blackwell chip to accelerate performance of its building and running multi-trillion parameters LLMs. Yeah, everybody's coming out with that. Google Cloud and NVIDIA expand partnership to scale AI development. All these big cloud producers are putting out press releases talking about how they're holding hands with NVIDIA and that new chip that they announced, yesterday at that show. And it shouldn't really surprise you. Meta Platforms, ticker META, they're reportedly offering to reduce Instagram and Facebook fees in Europe, I see. Talking Dow Jones 30 stocks. Microsoft, their cloud division, they're going to be, using NVIDIA's chip as well for their AI offerings. Not surprising. Cisco, ticker CSCO, they just closed on that $28 billion acquisition of Splunk. And remember, Splunk's going to be a big revenue generator for them in the near future. So Cisco, if you look at the stock at 49, the Splunk thing could help their revenue significantly. We're talking UNH, United Healthcare. They're beginning testing to remove change healthcare platforms claims. Positive news after that hacking incident. In Disney, ticker DIS, David India Sam, they won a key endorsement. Glass Lewis, this is a proxy firm. They're backing Disney, and that's very positive for Disney shareholders and Triad partners. Sorry, you lost again. So good for Disney, bad for Trian. Talking merger news, AstraZeneca, ticker AZN, Apple Zebra Nancy. They're buying out Fusion Pharmaceuticals for $21 per share plus, you know, $3. And, you know, I got to see more on that. International Flavors and Fragrances, ticker IFF, India Frank Frank. They're going to be selling their Pharma Solutions unit, which has an enterprise value of $2.85 billion. Unilever, ticker UL, stock's ticking higher this morning. They're going to be selling their ice cream business as part of a restructuring. That ice cream business is Ben and Jerry's, mind you. In terms of guidance, U.S. Steel, ticker X, they see Q1 adjusted EPS coming in 80 cents to 84 cents. Street estimates 89 cents. You know, it's not positive for U.S. Steel. And, you know, you look at the stock, it is trading a little lower this morning. Joy Global, ticker YY, yellow. They see Q1 revenue coming in 543 to 560 million. Street estimates 579.45 million. That's a downtick. Clack, ticker KLAC, KLA Corp, Kilo Larry, Apple Charlie, they reduce their Q3 EPS view to $4.83 plus or minus 60 cents. Street estimate is $4.87. That's a little worrisome to me, but you know, you look at shares of Clack, that they're down about 0.8% this morning on this news. In terms of shareholders meetings, 3M, Minnesota Mining Manufacturing, they're having an analyst meeting today. That analyst meeting is going to start at 9 a.m. Remember, look at the stock. It's already up 1% this morning. So yeah, this is 3M's got some, could have some positive things, press releases coming out today. In terms of buyback news, the only real story I see is NatWest, ticker NWG, Nancy William Grace. They're looking to speed up their buybacks. In terms of catalyst calls going on, Citibank opened up a 90-day catalyst watch on BEKE, Boy Edward, Kilo Edward. Northern Trust, ticker NRTS, Nancy Tom, Richard Sam. Deutsche Bank issues a catalyst call buy idea on Northern Trust. Deutsche Bank also offered a catalyst call buy idea on Option Health. Option Care Health, which is ticker OPCH, Oscar Paul, Charlie Henry. And that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with Health Equity, ticker HQY, Henry Quinton Yellow. Earnings are out this afternoon. EPS, 55 cents. Expected move, 9.76%. Looking at yesterday's call volume, 1,049 calls versus 118 puts. Very positive. Wouldn't put too much into the big divergence between the call and put volumes because the open interest is minor, but the open interest is negative, 734 calls versus 804 puts. So it's not meeting all my data points. But the major brokers are positive on the stock. They are raising price targets. Most are, you know, at the $93 range. Okay, you know, CEO last quarter said our outlook reflects our ability to sustain that trend by remaining focused together with our partners and clients on the needs for a healthcare consumer. Okay, semi-positive. You know, from terms of a target price, I mean, listen, the bid's at 83. It's 83 to 84 and a half, which is a, you know, dollar and a half wide spread. I'm thinking it could be a little weaker. So I'm going to say 82.50-ish, you know, and the reason why I say that is because the S&Ps are going to be opening up lower. And I think that that could cause a little bit of selling and create a buying opportunity at that range. So, you know, maybe, you know, 82.50, if that hits, that could be, you know, a good entry point. But we'll have to wait and see as we get closer to the opening. But that's my pick of the day. Health Equity, ticker HQY, Henry Quinton Yellow. On the earnings, and if I can make the 1% during the day, I'm taking it and walking away. But that's my pick of the day, Emily.
Health Equity, it is today. An earnings play there. And yesterday's pick of the day also was an earnings play. And we'll see if you took that 1% and walked away with it coming up when we do a recap of that pick of the day. So stick with us. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
SRAD, Sam Richard, Apple, David, sports TradeR, elevates NBA League Pass experience with the EM Bet integration. That's interesting. Google, Microsoft, and Nucor partner to aggregate demand for clean energy. The Administration Office of U.S. Courts selected Oracle as its cloud provider. That's a good win. Supermicrocomputing, SMCI, said to be offering shares at $900 to $1,000, 0.68 each. Interesting. Roku, ticker ROKU, Roku and CrossScreen Media expand partnership for cross-channel measurement. Pfizer offloads $3.9 billion stake in Sensodyne maker Haleon. Drillquip and Innovex, downhole solutions plan to merge in an all-stock deal. You know, Reddit is a hot IPO. It's significantly oversubscribed, but they got a letter from Nokia, ticker NOK, saying that they believe Reddit is infringing on their patent. CRNX, Charlie Richard, Nancy X-Ray, Crinetics Pharmaceuticals reported positive phase three data. Stock's trading higher. Freeport-McMoRan, U.S. must improve its main permitting process if it hopes to boost domestic supplies of crucial minerals to power the clean energy transition. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we get to trading today, let's do that check-in on yesterday. Pick up the date, which was Stone Co. They did release earnings yesterday. Now, this is in the Brazilian currency. They reported a Q4 EPS that was 33 cents better than the analyst estimates, and revenue was just below the consensus estimates. They also, during their earnings call, announced some changes to the board. The founders deciding not to seek re-election at the upcoming general meeting in April, and then two other members of the board are also not seeking re-election. How, Bill, were you able to get your 1% and walk away? How'd your call work out?
Yeah, it worked out. I mean, I had an entry price 17.25, 17.30. I mean, the stock fell all the way down to 17, 25, and then it just rallied. It rallied all the way up to 17.47, so that easily beats the 1%. But I mean, it was one of those stocks where there wasn't a whole lot of good data yet. So it was the best option of the day. So you could take 1%, you'd be happy with it. But it wasn't this big mover, and it's a low price stock. But we did, come out with a gain. And actually, after those earnings came up, it hit 17.68, which was a big spike. But it just obviously wasn't able to hold. But Stone and Company, yeah, it was a win, just not an exciting one, that's for sure, Emily.
Again, we'll take a win, exciting or not. So we will put that in the win column, and we will check with you tomorrow about today's health equity pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.